This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. Union leaders from around the world will be meeting with government representatives of the G20 group of countries in Turkey this week. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seemory Ainsborough has a report.
The global group of union leaders, known as the L20, will be meeting with government labour and finance ministers this week to lobby for action on unemployment, inequality, the rise in perilous work, and other issues. The L20 is the parallel union group to the G20 group of countries which meet to discuss global economic matters. The G20 finance and labor ministers will be meeting in Turkey this week, September 3rd to 5th. One of the major demands of the union leaders is more government support for public investment in social and physical infrastructure. The L20 estimates that expansion of public infrastructure investment by 1% of GDP across the G20 could create up to 3.8% more growth over a five-year period, compared to current policies. The union leaders say that particular emphasis should be placed on addressing climate change. The meeting of the finance and labor ministers is being held in Turkey because the country will host the conference of G20 national leaders in November of this year. This is Seemory Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Hello, I'm Frances O'Grady, and I'm asking you to get involved in the TUC's campaign to stop the government's trade union reform bill.
Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC. She is leading a national campaign to stop the introduction of a new law which will severely limit the right to strike in the country. The law, being brought forward by the UK's right-wing Conservative government, will make it even more difficult to hold fair strike votes. It will also allow workers from temporary employment services, known in the UK as agency workers, to be used as strike breakers.
In any modern democracy, it's important to protect the right to strike. For most people, striking and losing pay is always a last resort. But if we don't have the right to strike, then all the power is in the employer's hands. And this bill is designed to do just that, to tilt those scales of justice against ordinary working people. Under the terms of the bill, new thresholds will be introduced that make it almost impossible for many unions to secure a majority. And the government refuses to listen to our proposal for electronic and online balloting that we know would boost participation, something that all good Democrats should support. The bill also gives employers the right and encourages them to use agency workers to break strikes. We think that's an appalling position to put agency workers in and is just plain wrong and unfair. The bill will also require unions and trade unionists to publish protest and picketing plans. And that means that we have to tell the employer, the police and the authorities everything that we plan to do in advance of doing it, including what we're going to write on Facebook, what we're going to write on Twitter, and requiring the picket supervisor to wear an armband. And if you forget to do that or you make any mistake, then the union could be fined £20,000 each and every time. That's designed to hit us in our pockets. And the bill will also make it much more difficult for ordinary working people to have a political voice through the campaigning that we do using our political funds. It's just plain partisan. So please do join us. If you believe in trade unionism, if you believe in civil liberties, if you believe in the right of working people to stand up for each other and look after each other, then let's campaign together against this bill.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.